On Saturday, at around 8 o'clock or so, there was a flood in Peace River, and that was due, I think, because of the something along the lines of a creek going through all the pipes in the town, and part of the pipes were blocked, and they came up through the manholes across the town, and that came down all the way to where my place was, which my place was right next to the mental health center, which right now is closed because of damages. And I lived inside of the basement inside of the place I was renting out of. So as you can imagine, my place did indeed get flooded, but I was told about right as it started, generally, that the place was being flooded because I was about to go for a walk with one of my friends who ended up helping me. Her name's Carol. She works at like Third Mission Suite. She's a great woman, and she helped me out a lot over the past 2 days since I was unfortunately without a place due to the flood. I was displaced for a certain period of time, and she helped me out a lot, which was really great of her, and I thank her very much for doing so. I was going to go out for a walk with her, and she told me, "Oh, Ridley, I'm going to come over your way to check out the flooding." And I'm like, "Flooding? What are you talking about?" Because I hadn't heard anything, because my room is soundproof. So I go outside, and I see, indeed, there is flooding happening outside. And my landlord calls me, and she's all freaked out because she knows that there's flooding. So I run back into my suite, and I start taking everything off the floors. I remember the first thing I got off the floor was my big PC tower that was worth quite a bit of money. I was like, that's the first thing that's got to get off the floor. And it's just like a rush, like the adrenaline that just goes through your veins as you're thinking of all the things, the essentials that you're trying to get out of there, or all the valuable things that you need out first. And getting all those things out of there was a real rush, I'll tell you what. I'm very thankful that my landlord came over to help me move all my stuff and into a car and get all that stuff out of there before it could be damaged. And thankfully, my stuff, the stuff that I did indeed leave inside of the basement, didn't get damaged at all because I was leaving it on higher places where the water couldn't reach it. And there was about 6 inches of water inside of this basement suite. It went up to the molding on the floor, or, you know, like the little rim on the floor, on the walls, I should say. 6 inches of water up on the walls. So thankfully no electrical sockets were harmed or anything like that. Unlike the dude who lives across the street who got about 8 feet of water inside of his house. So, I'm very thankful that I only got 6 inches in comparison to, you know, 8 feet inside of the basement. That would have been awful. And I got all my stuff out, and the stuff I couldn't get out, it was all clean and generally pretty nice when Sunday rolled around and I can go get my stuff out of the basement. And I was packing up, throwing my stuff into boxes because I needed to get all my stuff out of there because I could no longer live inside of that place anymore due to water damage, because the water had damaged the floor of the place and the walls of the place, so all the drywall was going to have to come out and all the flooring was going to have to come out. And I remember when I was trying to go to sleep on Saturday evening over at the Third Mission, I was thinking to myself as I was trying to go to sleep, I left my toilet paper on the floor. And I go there, and thankfully, the guy who was helping me move, he had actually put my toilet paper inside of the sink in the bathroom. So my toilet paper was saved, and none of my stuff was harmed at all. So that was nice. Very nice. And when I was, it was generally just a very worrisome experience trying to sleep that night, because I was thinking of, oh, the mission itself is flooding at the moment. The basement of the mission is flooding. The place that I'm staying in is flooding. And I'm just trying to sleep it off at like 2 a.m. And I can't go to sleep. And I'm worried about work because work is probably flooding, which it indeed did flood, which you can check out on the Trending 55 Facebook page for videos. And I'm just worried about everything. But at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I gave notice at the beginning of this month that I was going to leave anyways. So this is basically just an impromptu moving process in which my landlord is going to help me do. So I'm very thankful for that, that I don't have to, that I got help with moving before it was my time. And that just, it's a worrisome thing, but at least for me, it was not too bad, which is one positive that comes out of it. I got to move into the a new place fairly easily on top of the hill behind like the movie theater. So I got moved into a place that was very high ground. So much less to say I'm not going to be affected by flooding if another flood happens anytime soon. And, oh man, just thinking about how I, on Sunday when I got to go back into my basement apartment, I was in rubber boots and the entire place smelled like mud and the entire floor was just covered in mud. And it was just awful to stay inside of because it would give you a headache because it felt so stuffy and so humid. So I'm trying to work inside of there and shove all the stuff that I didn't get into boxes and all whatnot. So I was just thinking about that the whole time and I'm constantly having to take breaks because I'm working by myself to pack up all this stuff so that way I can get it moved into my new place. And it's just truly an experience I'm not going to forget, especially on Saturday night, because once I got evacuated from my basement suite, I was, I'd gone all the way into my new place, which is on top of the hill. So I'm going in over, on top of the hill. I'm going over there and I'm just walking around because I have nothing else better to do because my phone is about to die and so I don't want to use it in case someone texts me and I don't want to do anything except walk around and go see what the flood has done to the town. So I'm walking around town and I'm going to places that I shouldn't be probably because the firefighters were like, hey, you probably shouldn't be here. We're evacuating people. I'm like, yeah, okay, but let me go over here. So I go over. I remember walking over to my place after it was flooded. It was maybe around 10 o'clock at night, so it was 2 hours after the flooding had started in my area. And I see that it's basically just a whole pond where the place that I'm living is at. And you could just look over and see all the water over there, and it's just, oh man, I'm just worried the whole time that it's going to flood like 2 feet of water inside of there and stuff will get ruined. Thankfully, that was not the case, but still, it's very worrying. And just walking around town and going all these other sorts of places and getting tired. I remember Sunday morning, I was so sore from running around and packing stuff so quickly and all that other sort of stuff. I basically walking around with a limp in my step because I'm so sore and just coming into work, seeing the damages over at work and all that other great stuff that happened. It's just something, just something. I have pictures of like going to Best Canadian or the hotel that's across from the Mission. And I stood up onto the second floor and I just looked out across a sea of water down the road and inside of the hotel's parking lot. It was just a huge, gigantic pond. And I remember because Saturday night I had to get over into the Mission, which was next to impossible because there was an entire river of water going down into the mental health place and down towards Stonehenge. So I had to walk towards Stonehenge to get around the water and up onto the dog walking path. And just walking past Stonehenge, and there's people panicking, and it looks like they're isolated over there. They're really not, because there's firefighters over there who managed to get over there. They can help people. But it's just, it was an experience to just see all the things just walking by a bunch of places. I remember walking past one of the places on the dog walking trail, and there was just like a bunch of water inside of one of the places with their lights on, and there's just stuff inside the water, and just, oh man. And just getting over to the Mission was a trip in and of itself, very much so, because the Mission actually was also surrounded by water, but it itself was on top of a little tiny hill. So I was able to get over there and it wouldn't flood immediately. It did end up flooding later that night, obviously, but I was able to get over there, and I had to wade through, like, up to around my shin in water to get over there and into a safe and dry place for the night. And my entire boot was soaked through because it wasn't waterproof, and I'm, like, cursing myself internally that I didn't wear better boots, and oh, man. Man, oh, man. It was just an experience for sure. I think that other people probably had it harder than me. I'm definitely taking it more so in stride than probably I should be because most of my stuff wasn't ruined and I didn't really have too much of an issue getting out of my place because I noticed it early. Like, the dude next door to my place, he only started noticing that it was flooding when water was coming towards his basement. And he's a dude who has, like, 3 dogs. And I heard that the dogs had ran out on him, and they were going all over the place, and they were all frightened because, you know, he'd gotten a late start on packing all his stuff, and his basement ended up flooding too, obviously. And I'm just thankful that I had someone to tell me that there was flooding, and I was able to get out really quickly. And that's the most important part, I think, about if your place is getting potentially flooded is to notice it early and to get out early and start packing your stuff early and get all the stuff off the floor early. It's just a matter of just knowing. And it's harder for some people because, you know, some people won't tell them. But it for me, in my case, I was able to get off fairly easily in comparison to other people, which I'm very thankful for. And I'm just very, very thankful. What else can I talk about?
You've done really well. I don't even know what more you need to do.
No, I'm trying to think of what else happened that night that happened. I remember when I was by the town hall and there was a huge geyser of water. There was this one woman who was walking her dog, and this is kind of funny, a little bit cute. She's like, I was like looking at the dog because the dog's real cute right next to this geyser of water by town hall. And she's like, she doesn't know what's going on, but she's having the time of her life. She's having a free walkie. And I was like, oh, that's cute because a cute little dog. And that's a cute little story while there is a flood going on. Oh, I remember seeing Morgan, who did weekends on River Country. She was out firefighting as well, so thank you to Morgan for doing that. Yes, very thankful for all the firefighters who did their part to help out. Very thankful to all the police officers who stood around. Very useful, thank you. And mostly thankful to the firefighters and all the people who helped with first response for that, and all the town service people who got the storm drains running and all that other sort of stuff to try and attempt to get the water out or get the water down as quickly as efficiently as possible. So real MVPs, the firefighters and the town service people. So thank you to them for helping out with people as quickly and as efficiently as possible.